walking as a mature Christian is not as easy as we may think it is. When much is given, much is required from the Lord. And purification is a cleansing process that the Lord requires each one of us to experience so we walk in good standings, mature and faithfully before Him. Purification is not only about being washed in the blood of Jesus. It's about how we walk after we are purified from all sins. Being purified is the desire that the Lord places in a mature believer's heart who seeks to walk holy before Him. It's a process where we desire to reflect the holiness of Christ Jesus in our lives while living in such a sinful world. We must be called. We must desire a higher walk. And we must be willing to accept holiness through Christ Jesus. We live in such a sinful world. No matter how right we want to feel about ourselves, this world is a sinful place to live. That is just a fact of life. That is how it is. That is where we are. That is the place where sin can be found reigning in the midst of us. And it's for this reason God is calling for you and I to purify ourselves, to change, to get rid of sinful desires of our heart. Go with me to Genesis chapter 35, verses 2-3. See, we don't have the ability to purify ourselves from sin. We need the Lord to call us into purification. Genesis chapter 35, verses 2-3 says, "So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, 'Get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, purify yourselves and change your clothes. Then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God who answered me on the day of my distress, who has been with me wherever I've gone.'" See, in the past, when the Lord called us into purification, it was done through the use of animals as a sign that our sins had been atoned for. They would take the blood of an animal and spread it on the altar with water. They would take some of the live birds and release them into an open field as a means of atonement to make a house clean from sin. You and I have to see this. We have to see how God operates. There must be atonement for our sins. When the Lord calls us into purification, He will separate us. He will set us apart from Himself. The Lord called the Levites to become priests, which required them to become ceremonially clean, for them to be purified by the sprinkling of water, the shaving of their bodies, the washing of their colons. Everything was purified. Purification was a process by which God dealt with our sins. And if a person sinned, they had to go through purification by washing them with water so they would be clean again. There are many things that could cause a person to become unclean before God, including touching a deadly body. God required the person to purify themselves before Him. And God wants to accept us. But He knew we would become unclean living in this world. So He provided a way for us to be washed, a way for us to become clean and acceptable to Him. See, God wants us to walk holy before Him. So He gave us laws and requirements so we know when we have become unclean and needed to go through purification to remain in good standings with God. It was not just about washing in water. All our clothes had to also be purified. Just like it's not about not eating regarding fasting, it's about our standing with God. Being called in purification is about our ability to walk in holiness with God. It's about our ability to serve the Lord in a holy way. For the Levites to serve in the churches, the Lord required that they purify themselves before they serve God in the gates of the temple in order to keep the Sabbath holy. Purification is about us being in a position where we can seek God's mercy according to His great love. And even though we don't hear much about purification and walking holy before God these days, it's what God is calling us into as we mature in Christ Jesus. God said that He would purify the lips of His people so they would call on His name and serve Him shoulder to shoulder. See, God wants you and I to be purified and walk before Him upright. This can only happen by us growing in maturity through Christ Jesus. Have you ever had a stain on a piece of clothing that was really hard to get out? You may have had to wash the piece of clothing several times to get it clean. And maybe you had to add something to it to help break up the stain so it can finally be clean. And this is how we are with the Lord. We don't get all of the stain out of us so easily. See, so sometimes God has to work with us. Sometimes God has to purify us and take a little time breaking away the stains that we've gotten in our lives because we love sin so much. So you and I have to desire to be purified by the Lord. We can't just want to be blessed by Him. We have to desire all of God. These days, there's not too much desire to be purified. We want to stand in the name of Jesus without being washed by the blood. The Lord calls people who want blessing without purification blind guides, hypocrites, because they want to clean the outside of the cup and leave the inside full of greed. We have to have a desire to be purified from the outside. Jesus taught us that it's not about what goes in our body that makes us clean. It's what comes out of us that makes us unclean before God. You and I have to see this today. We have to desire to not only want blessing from God, but we have to desire to be purified. And He says, out of our heart comes evil thoughts and sexual immorality and theft and murder and adultery and greed and deceit and arrogance and folly. We have to have a desire to be purified, to become clean through Christ Jesus. See, the Lord spoke to the religious leaders how they needed to be purified because they only focused on showing others how clean they were from the outside. He called them foolish because they did not understand that God had made the inside as well as the outside. We need to not only purify what's on the outside, more so we need to purify that which is within. We need to be careful, not develop a desire to be religious minded, but become spiritual minded so we can focus on the things God wants to purify within us. And Jesus Christ can see through us. He can see those who are seeking Him so they are made clean. And He can see those who are seeking Him just so they can seem clean to others. For He knows not everyone is clean. The Apostle Paul, having come from a very religious background, had to enter into purification so he could be acceptable as a follower of Christ Jesus. He entered into a purification process with four other men, shaving his head and washing his clothes to demonstrate his devotion to Christ Jesus. He and the four other men purified themselves before God, going in the temple to give notice of the times of purification, paying their offerings and expenses so they can dedicate themselves to God. And if you and I desire the promises of God in our lives, then we have to have a desire to purify ourselves from everything that contaminates our body and spirit. So we have a desire. We want to seek the perfectness that's in Christ Jesus. And through Him, we start perfecting the holiness in us out of the reverence from God. Having a desire to be purified by the Lord is about us allowing the grace of God to bring us into His salvation. So we're taught to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, to live self-controlled, upright, and live a godly life. We're purified by the redeeming power that's in Christ Jesus that purifies us from all wickedness. It's a calling that those who are seeking a mature walk with God must accept. We have to submit ourselves, resist the devil, wash our hands, purify our hearts, and humble ourselves before the Lord so we can be purified. Go with me to James chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. It's not an easy walk. Many are only clean on the outside. We need to be purified from the inside out. James chapter 4, verses 7 to 10 says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve and mourn and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. See, having a desire to be purified is not about us hiding our sins from God and others. We all have sin, and we need purification. We cannot walk around deceiving ourselves and others. We confess our sins, the Lord is faithful and will forgive us. He will purify us from all unrighteousness. See, if our hope is truly in the Lord, then purification is a process we must accept. It is necessary for us to be a child of God, knowing that what we will be has not been made known to us. We eagerly await the coming of Christ Jesus, knowing that we should be raised up to be just like Him. And with this hope, we seek purification with the Lord while we have this time. So we become pure just as He is pure. Only through Christ Jesus can you and I become purified and accepted to God. We must desire to be clean, like a man who had leprosy and came up to Jesus, falling to the ground, begging for the Lord to have mercy and cleanse him. The man said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man, saying, "I am willing, be clean." Immediately, the man was cleansed. It has to be within us. We must want to be clean. We must want to stay clean before the Lord. We have to be careful. After being cleansed from the Lord, the devil will try to re-enter. See, the devil goes out and try to find other persons to enter. But if he can't find any rest in another person, he will try to return to us. When he sees that we have been swept clean, he would go and strengthen himself, coming against us even stronger. But we must resist. If we allow Satan to re-enter, we will be worse off than we were before. We must walk every day with the Lord to stay purified. We can't take not one day off. See, being purified takes a whole new walk for a person seeking maturity in the Lord. Purification allows us to be attached to the vine so we can be nourished every day. It begins with God's word and it ends in us remaining in Christ Jesus. Go with me to John chapter 15, verses 1 to 4. See, us being purified is not about us learning to stand alone, but us learning to mature in Christ Jesus. John chapter 15, verses 1 to 4 says, "I am the vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes so it will be even more fruitful. You are already cleansed because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Through purification process, you and I become sanctified in the Lord. Then the prayer that Christ Jesus prayed applies to us. He asked the Father to protect us from the evil one, saying that we're not of the world, no more than he is of the world, that we have been sanctified by the truth of God's word. We may have done things in this world that we know is truly unacceptable and very sinful to God. But through Christ Jesus, all things can be made new. If we confess, our past cannot keep us from receiving purification of our souls. The Lord had to teach Peter this lesson so we can learn from it. For nothing that the Lord has made is unclean. For all things made of the Lord can be purified through faith in Christ Jesus. Purification is a walk for a mature follower of Christ Jesus. We learn to walk in purity so we can teach others how to walk in an accepted way before God so they can become purified and sanctified by the work of the Holy Spirit. Our walk glorifies Christ Jesus in our service to God the Father. And we don't speak anything except that what Christ Jesus has accomplished in bringing us to a place of purification. For many of us, purification is not a one-step process. Unfortunately, we live in a world that is stained with sin, which means it won't be easy to stay purified. We truly have to be set apart for this to happen. Therefore, many of us will have to seek purification for our sins many times through Christ Jesus. We allow the world and Satan to infiltrate not only our daily lives, but to attack our spirit. This is why we have to always examine ourselves to ensure that within us is still pure and of the Lord. This world and the work of Satan can make us forget about what we were, how God has cleansed us. We can forget about how we were washed with the blood of Christ Jesus, that we were sanctified by the Spirit, and we were justified in the name that is above all names. We're being purified by the radiance of God's glory that's in Christ Jesus. We've been sustained by the power that's in God's word. Jesus, who purified us from all sin, sat down at the right hand of God so we can be purified through him, so we become just as he has become. You and I must accept this calling to be purified. Glory to God. The Lord wants us to walk upright, clean before him. Through purification, we are able to do this. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus did what we could not do. He was purified for our sins so we're acceptable to God. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing in this world can bring us to the point of purification except the blood of Christ Jesus. God tried to teach us how to walk right before him, but our sins were too numerous. So he sent his son into the world to make a way for us to receive purification through his blood. And we have to be careful about handling things of this world once we've been purified. sins has a way of staining us again, thus causing us have to be purified again and again. You and I don't want to live our lives this way. So many of us Christians struggle. We struggle with sin because we fall back into sin time after time. We go to God, asking God to wipe away our sins, to wipe away all our unrighteousness. God then purifies us and makes us holy. We go right back, dabbling into the world, dabbling into sin. God wants you and I to learn how to stay right before Him, how to stay purified before Him. That when He cleanses us, we can stay clean. So He's calling us to a higher walk with Him through His Son, Christ Jesus, for us to become purified and remain this way in Christ, so we can experience the holiness of God. This is the reason why God is calling us to a higher walk, to this holy place with Him. And some of us, we see ourselves, we see this as an impossible thing that God has asked of us. But see, through ourselves, it is impossible. But through Christ Jesus, through you and I, depending and leaning on Jesus to purify us from all sin, from all unrighteousness, and then staying clean before the Lord, we can reach the height, the maturity that God is calling us to reach. This requires a being set apart. This requires a mature walk with God. This requires you and I having a daily life where we're seeking God daily. We're watching over ourselves. We're examining the things we get ourselves into. We're understanding that God has washed away all our sins. We don't go back into the world. We don't try to dabble into things just because we have passion and desires in our heart. You and I understand God, through the blood of Christ Jesus, has set us apart that we can walk right before Him, that we can experience His love and compassion in our lives, that you and I can be one with Christ. This is the calling of a mature Christian, calling us to go higher, to be able to experience the full and the full measure of Christ Jesus in our life. This is a calling for a mature Christian. Not many of us are seeking this level, but this is the level God is calling us to. To have a sincere relationship with Him, to have a sincere relationship with His Son, Christ Jesus, to live before Him, and He'll bless us, and He'll guide us, and He'll correct us, and He'll lead us along the way. But God wants us to walk right. He wants us to be purified. He wants us to experience His holiness. It requires for us to have a mature walk with Him. We have to let our journey with the Lord grow us in maturity. See, He's got to be able to wash some stuff away from us. See, He's got to be able to clean us up and take some stains away from us. And then for us not to go back and stain ourselves all over again. It's such a waste for us to spend all our effort knowing that we've done wrong. Get down on our knees and be praying for forgiveness. Asking God to once again show us mercy and grace in our weakness. And then for God to look down with us on favor and mercy and forgive us of our sins, lift up our spirit and give us a chance another day, and for us to go out and then do it all over again and sustain ourselves with the world all over again. So this is not the walk God is calling us into. God wants us to have a mature walk with Him. And it requires for you and I to become spiritually minded. To let go of the worldly thinking, but to come spiritually minded with God. To start thinking as God, how He wants us to walk before Him. To feel the fullness of God in our lives. This is what God is offering you and I in a mature walk with Him. Through His Son, Christ Jesus. It can be done. See, today this world makes us feel like we cannot achieve what God has called us to. But it can be achieved. God has made a way through His Son, Christ Jesus. But you and I have to desire this kind of walk. We have to desire the kind of life that glorify God. To let us know that we can then receive the power and the pleasure and the things that God has for us in our lives so we can experience all of God in our lives. This is what God is offering you and I. If we will just walk right before Him, mature, continue to grow and mature our faith and become spiritually minded in God, nothing would be too hard for us. Nothing would be impossible for us. This is God's word speaking to a mature Christian. God, we ask You today to help us. Lord, grow us, Lord Jesus. Grow us in a way, God, that this world can't even fathom. Set us apart, God, that we'll be able to walk a mature life. That we'll be able to glorify You and the Father by our walk, God, being separated, being washed, being cleansed from all unrighteousness. Teach us, God. Teach us the way. Let us be faithful in our walk with God. Let's be mature Christians. Let us grow in our faith. Let us reach the highest level of our spirituality by being spiritual minded and one with Jesus. God, we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.